KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for this a Monday, the 10th day of May for 2021. Well, CAL FIRE has suspended burn permits throughout the Amador El Dorado unit as of midnight. No outdoor burning until the end of the fire season. Now, since January 1st, CAL FIRE and firefighters across the state have already responded to over 1,788 wildfires, burning over 13,604 acres. Now, remember, there are ways other than burning to dispose of your landscape debris, like chipping or hauling it to a biomass energy or green waste facility. For more tips, readyforwildfire.org. Again, all outdoor burn permits have been suspended in Amador, El Dorado, Tuolumne, Calaveras, CAL FIRE units. A red flag warning is now in effect until 6 p.m. tonight for the Motherlode and portions of the Sacramento and San Joaquin Valleys. According to the National Weather Service, gusty north to east winds, low humidity, and unseasonably dry fuels will result in critical fire weather conditions over portions of the Central Valley and surrounding foothills from 1,000 to 3,000 feet. Now, lighter winds are expected tomorrow, but hot and dry weather conditions will continue through the remainder of the week with temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s. CAL FIRE and local fire crews were able to quickly stop the forward spread of a 3-acre vegetation fire dubbed the Diamond Fire, burning off of Diamond Lane near Lower Doray Road between McAlamy Hill and Glencoe on Friday. Flames broke out just before 1 o'clock in some grass in a pasture and were moving at a slow rate of spread. Then around 6:30 Friday night, CAL FIRE crews in Amador County were dispatched to a vegetation fire off of Carson Drive in the Pioneer area. The forward rate of spread was stopped within minutes at a quarter of an acre. The fire appears to have started from a series of burn piles. Again, all outdoor burning has been suspended. And Amador fire crews rolled to 2 wildland fires on Saturday afternoon. Just before 4, CAL FIRE and local units rolled to a reported vegetation fire off 5 Mile Drive and Prouty Drive in Ione. The fire was discovered burning in a newly mowed field. Crews were able to get a wet line around the fire and stop the forward progress at 2.5 acres by 4:30. Then around 5:30, Amador units were called for a mutual aid to a vegetation fire burning off of Dillard and Meese Road in Sacramento County. At one point, the fire jumped the Consumnes River and was burning on both sides. Fire crews were able to bring the fire under control by about 7:30 with the aid of both air and ground resources. The cause of both of these fires on Saturday under investigation. And Saturday was a busy, windy afternoon for Calaveras firefighters. Both ground and air attack crews worked a vegetation fire on Milton Road near the Rock Creek landfill that burned 118 acres. The cause of the fire was a truck hauling a work trailer that hit a bridge, then became disabled. The owner tried to drag the trailer up the road to get off of Milton Road, but sparks from the trailer started the fire. The second vegetation fire occurred shortly after the first and was near Milton Road and Thompson Lane. Ground resources and aircraft were diverted from the fire near the landfill. The second fire was only 2 acres with several homes in its path at times. The cause of that fire was a homeowner using a lawnmower. And Caltrans will conduct one-way traffic control while performing bridge work this week on Highway 26. The work is scheduled to run from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Railroad Flat Road to Barney Way today through Wednesday. Motorists should expect 10-minute delays. Take an alternate route if possible. And the Amador County Health Department will hold a vaccination clinic tomorrow featuring both the Johnson & Johnson and the Pfizer vaccine. Now, eligibility for this clinic includes those 16 years of age and older. The clinic will be held at the Health and Human Services Building off Conductor Boulevard. To register for an appointment, again, myturn.ca.gov. Again, both the Johnson & Johnson Janssen single dose and the Pfizer vaccine will be offered. Anyone under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. Walk-ins are welcome between noon and 3 with on-site registration. Again, the clinic runs from noon to 4. myturn.ca.gov. And Main Street Theater Works is turning the spotlight on the original 1933 film King Kong with a drive-in movie event Friday, May 21st. The event will take place in the parking lot behind St. Catherine Drexel Parish on Prospect Drive. The gates open and pre-show festivities begin at 7:30, starting with a costume contest, so come dressed in your best 1930s glamour. Have your picture taken with the king himself. 8 o'clock, cartoons begin, followed by a newsreel and coming attractions. Then at 8:30, the original 1933 film King Kong hits the silver screen. Tickets for the event, $25 per carload. They can be purchased at the gate. For more details, visit mstw.org. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.